Russia. Now the shoe test in Parasha Chemeis. So. So he says, "Dichi oser adime, oma shuvo sheimishu chotero, v'yatzkehu penamim mitzdarfi le'aboyim so." So the question arises: where did the Rambam get the first tzio? The second tzio? That's the member of Rabbi Yaakov. The first tzio is the member of Rabbi Yaakov according to our gears. According to Rashi's Yosef, but not according to the Rambam's Yosef. So somehow, the Rambam got the first seal, the din implicit in the first seal also. The question is where did he get it? So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't discuss it. Alright. So far, the Rambam discussed two situations. One situation, two cases he discussed in Halacha Ches. The first case in Halacha Ches has reference to the situation where the mikveh of Aleph saw Mitchon, then he was mamshech with Teso Manchurim. The second case, the second tzio, has reference to the situation where there was of Aleph saw Mitchonim and the Gag, and then he was mimale bikatef idom Yuteso, and then he was mamshech all the men saw in total. So then it's also kosher. That's the memory of Rabbi Yaakov. And the first case, the first seal, is a certain memory. We don't know who says that memory, but the Rambam passed. So far, the Rambam mentioned two situations. Then the Rambam says, now look at this. Hey, umikzas chachmei maro v'yomu, hoi v'yomu chachomu. And it's interesting, I forgot to mention it, that in the first seal he mentions, he uses the expression in the second seal he mentions a similar expression, but not but now. Then he says, "Hey, we pick the schach from Maro, the Yomu. Hey, we Yomu Chachomim, Shuvah Shim Shechu of Kulotero." And the Rambam also used the expression "Shuvah Shim Shechu of Kulotero." In other words, the Rambam had the expression "Shuvah Shim Shechu of Kulotero." Shuvah Shim Shechu of Kulotero. The same expression that we have in our text. But according to the Rambam, this expression, Shuvah Shim Shechua Kula Teiro, does not have reference to the situation as Rashi assumes, where he dumped Memso and then he was Mamshech on the Memso. This is Rashi's explanation of the expression in the Gemara, Shuvah Shim Shechua Kula Teiro. But according to the Rambam, the expression, Shuvah Shim Shechua Kula Teiro, has another meaning altogether. Not that he dumped full Menso and then he was Mamshech. That is not real, according to everybody. But when the Gemara says Shuvah Shim Shechua Kula Teiro, it has reference to a case where you had in one place, you had in one mikveh, Chofalev saw, Mikshami, then you dumped in, you teso, then you were Mamshech. The whole mikveh in total to another mikveh. That's Shuvah Shim Shechua Kula Teiro. So that means that not only Memso were originally shown, only Yuteso was originally shown. But Yuteso that was originally shown was mixed with Chofalev Son Mikshamim, and then he was Mamshech. He was Mamshech, all the Memso together. But it's not the case where all the Memso was shown. In the case where all the Memso originally was shown, then Hamshoch is not affected. So then he mentions, after he mentions the aloche of Shubashim Shechua Kula Ksheiro. So he interposed it with his discussion of the Chachmei Amarov in order to point out that the Chachmei Amarov's pshat in the Gemara is incorrect. So then he says, "Hey, you mean the Chachmei Amarov? We all know how you know the Chachamim Shuvashim Shachriu Kol Ateiro. In the Tzrichim Sheiyeh Shomrim Vayimshir, Vize Sheiyeh Tzrichim Vamshocho. Dibur Yochidei. Who is the Dibur Yochid? Rabbi Zevi Yaakov. In other words, he's explaining. He's quoting." The sheet of the Chachmei Amarov, which according to the Ravid is the sheet of the Rid, and it's the sheet of Rashi, certainly the sheet of Rashi. So, v'zeh shehitzrich reivam shochot ibu yochidei uchlomitchu sharyom rubiseir shehu roshim shechu kulo teo v'fidiv rezeh imo yomimau ibikui v'shefich v'amayim nishovim v'hilchim v'motmecho hari ze mikve kosher v'chim kom am v'deshet v'chatzo yishalomu mikvei zekshet. So then, according to the Chachmei Amarov, it's very easy to construct the mikveh. No difficulty whatsoever. All you have to do is to dump menso, maim shuvim, and then to manipulate that this menso should flow into a bayah. So that's all. So he says, V'chein kol amdete shemechoy shalom mikveh shevim, shari kol amayim shevahen, shol, וישנים שחו, ומאילום לא ראינו מי שעושו מייסה בעניין זה. מי שעושו מייסה בעניין זה. נדעו אלה, according to Chachmei Amarov, now, it should not be mentioned to anyone, but according to Chachmei Amarov, it would be possible to make a mikve simply in the bathtub, in the house. According to Chachmei Amarov, but that should not be mentioned to anyone, because there are so many neodom sheino ma'aguni that they'll hear that it was mentioned according to Chachmei Amarov. So they'll say that it's all right. But according to Chachmei Amarov, so it's kosher. That's why the Rambam was so adamant. I mean, the Rambam never used such an expression, ho guo yisod, be amo d'Israel, because he considered this as a terrific mikshur, you see. Get it? But that's the sheet of the Chachmei Amarov. And according to Rashi's pshat, this is what the Rabbanon said. So there, now, in Aruch HaYud, he discusses a third siyur of Amshochem. Meishom umayim shurim shurim sarvim v'chotzea, v'nimshochim v'yedim v'mukoshe v'chotzea, oishim sarvim almayim samaro, v'yedim imoro, imreivna kosha kosha. Vim ribna posel posel, mechtel mechtel posel, emisai bizman shem isao, vinachal yagil imikve, nimshochim yedim. Avu mayak shurim apus, apsul mikal vosech hamikve, im yudrash nifu nisichim em soma im shevim, at shelo yodu nisichim, shlo isho mikim, maim shuvim, iskosher, vim rav posel. Now, this ziyo, is mentioned in our Mishneh. Mishneh Dalet, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Dalet. Mayim shuvim umeishomim shenisaru bechotzer ubeyuko v'almayles amoro imreiv na'akosha kosha v'imreiv na'aposu posu mechtel mechtel posu emesai bizman shenisaru v'nach v'yagia l'mikve הויום מקאוכים מסיך המים, אם ידוע שנוף מסיך יעבור למסור מים שירים, עד שהוא יעבור מסיך שלשנות למים שירים כושר, ואם הוא הפוסט. So until now he didn't mention that ziyo. So all together, how many cases of Amshochi that is effective, that we ziyo. But in Aruch Eches, he mentioned to ziyo, the first ziyo. So we don't know where the Rambam got it. The second seal, so according to the Rambam's Girse, that's the memory of Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, and then, in the third seal is the memory of the mission. There's a lot of mention of the mission. Now let's see the case of mission. You have to have the Rambam. It's impossible to understand without it now. All right, now. Now, but that initial time, we don't have to go over inside the whole the whole Chesed Mishnah. Because that you all know, I mean, the Chesed Mishnah mentioned the Shita of the Raj, this, that, I mean, so that's not, that we know. But then he says, Vadai Mishli Darik, that is, at the bottom paragraph, Vadai Mishli Darik, Bidin Rabbein, Shekosach Mikve Sheyesh Bechopso, Umashu Maim Shevi, Voyomimale Mishay Yifchutz Mikve, והמים נמשוכים בירים, הרי הוא כושר, והפירושלי מראה לבסור, שהשובו ממקווה, והמים נמשוכים בירים, הרי הוא כושר, והפירושלי מראה לבסור, שהשובו שימשכו או כשרו, אם הוא יורי ובוא ימסור מן הכושר. ומשמע דרוק רבות מיעקב עשי, וממקווה שיש בחופה לבסור, פסקה ממקווה וחכים כוסה וחנדק של יברי שחופסור או משהו מקשוני, שהשוב השם שכולו כולו קשיו, ומשמע דהיינה כרבנון, וכדום הרובין שימשכו לו כולו קשיו. ואיך רבינו מזק אשתורי למתראה, ומקור הפוסק רבנזו מיעקב ועוד הפוסק כרבנון. ונראה לי שרבינו סיידר, דרוך הפירושי. Because, you see, why do the Chesed Mishnah ask? In other words, if we explain the Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, so then, the memory of Shuma Shem Shechur Kulo Ksheiro, whose sheep is it? That's the Rabbanon sheep. And the memory of, Mikve Sheir Kachopsol Umashu Mayim Ksheiri. So, whose memory is it? That's Rabbanon of Yaakov. But there is a Machlekes. In other words, because if Mishnah took it for granted, and the Pshat in the Gemara is the way, Rashi explains it. So then, according to Rashi's Pshat, the Maskon of the Gemara is that the Chachomim are Machshir Rivim Hamshocha Bikulei, Hamshocha Bikulei. So the Chachomim are those who say Shuvah Shimshechu or Kulo Ksheiro, and Rabbi Ben Yaakov is the one who passes Shuvah Shimshechu or Kulo. But only Shuvah Shimshechu or the Muta. But the Rambam mentions both expressions. Shuvah Shimshechu or and the expression Shuvah Shimshechu or Kulo. So it's Mizak Ishtori Yitre. Vinira Lin, Shrabinu Seyda Loha Tumushe Nishma Yitzosa. Midika Amre, Malkan Nisola Rima Yishe Yitzamik, Elu Fichesh, Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov. Mashma Nishra Bola Yitmida, Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov, Beamre, Rima Yishukin, Tesla Samikve, Shalom Yitzchesh. כלומר, אם אתה אפילו תגמורים קשיוי ומשיך לסייכו, יותר שוב עם פסלה, עם כנחות וכל הרובי. So, because Mishnah does not assume that the Rambam had a different Yosef. Who is the one who is Mechadish? That the Rambam had a different Yosef, and we see that from the Shiltes, that there was another Yosef in Gemara, that is the goal. But Kesef Mishnah was not aware of any other Yosef. So, Memeire, so he said, אם כן, הוד יקום הרובין שוב השם שחור וכולו כשאירו, כאילו אם השם הוא יחופה לבסוף מקשומי, ואירו יוטס סוי שוב, ולא ימשוך שנפסו מקור, והכן ימשיכם כולו ממוקים האחר, כשאירים, כמעט ולא יקרה בונון, דו לא ילך שרשו ועל ימשוך הכל, ודלו יקרה את זה ביעקב, so, because, now, the apparently, the Chesed Mishnah assumed, I mean, how could he assume that when the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says explicit, mentions the memory of Rabbi Zev Yaakov, and there it's an altogether different text, it's an altogether different zion. But that's the way the Chesed Mishnah assumed in the Rambam, that the Rambam had our Gyos. So the mayor, what does, according to our Gyos say, what does Rabbi Zev Yaakov say? מקווה שיש בישרים ביחסו מקשוני, ממעלה מקטף 19 סו, ופייסקון ממקווה, ואינטרי, שהשוב עוד מתארז ביובי אדם שוכה. So that means that רבוזה ביעקב is מתי רם שוכה. In a case where the מקווה already had חופה לבסו מקשוני, then he manipulated and he was ממשיך. You tesor my shubin. So mikvah yesh b'yesre b'achasor mikshomi. Mimal mikate chayes resor peiskon. And he dumps them on the ground, three walking away. And peiskon mikvah v'inteir. So in that situation, in that situation. So he is not a Rabshah. But and Rabbiya Barabi on Rabbi Yechanan says that this Mishnah that says Ein Maina Shum Pesach Samikyo Yecheshben a quote from the Zabi Yaakov. And the Roshan of the Mishnah is a Roshan of Kuhn. So that means that Rabbiya Barabi in effect says that only Rabbi Yaakov is the Maker, but the Rabbono Ramachna. So that means that the Rabbono of Rabbi Yaakov passes even in the case of Rabbi Yaakov. So Michal the Rabbono Sabre, the Rabbi Yaakov alone. So in other words, so then the Kozmishna understands that according to the Rambam, it has another meaning than what Rashi says it has. According to Rashi, so when Robin says Shuma Shimshikula Teiro means that even if all the Memso were originally Maim Shurim, and he realized Amshoche among the Memso that were originally Maim Shurim. So it's Teiro, according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that. But what does it mean? It means if that's the first seal in our ches. In other words, mikveh she mikveh she so in other words, the second seal, of gakshe or yobereishi chofso umashu mikshom. ומילי בחסייפי ונוסל מסייכי פוחס מחום שנמצא חקר פוסל ופוסח הציניר ונמשכו חקר ומוקים אחר ומוקים אחר הרי זה מקווה קושה שהשובו שימשכו או כולו קשיר not like Rashi that he don't memso ממשר and then he was ממשר that is certainly possible but Robi according to Rambam when Robi says שובו שימשכו או כולו תירו means that it had Chofalef Soh Mishomim, and then he dumped into it. Yudheh Soh Maim Shurim, and then he was Mamshich, all the Mem Soh in total. But not that all the Mem Soh were originally Shurim. Only Yudheh Soh of that Mem Soh were originally Shurim. So, this is, so he says, so Michla, now look at the Kisar Mishnah. Oh. אם כן, הודיקו מעלה בישוב השם שחורו כולו כשרו, כאילו אם השם היו חופר את סום מקשום, ואירו יוטס סור שאובי, ולא ימשוך שנפסוי כולו, ורקים המשיכו כולו ממוקי מאחד, איס כשרים, כמעט לא יקרה בונות, דוד ומחשור ישוב ועל ימשוך כבר, ודלו יקרה בו עזר, ויקו, so according to רבחי לברבי, רבונון פסו, המשוך in every situation. So this member of Robin could not accord with the view of the Rabbanon. And Gemara is saying it couldn't accord with the view of Rabbi Zabin Yaakov either. Because according to Rabbiya Barabba, that Rabbi Zabin Yaakov is the biggest snake. And Rabbi Zabin Yaakov memory mentions what kind of a case? Rabbi Zabin Yaakov's memory. He mentions the case of Mikve sheyesh be'esrim v'achaso mikshomim mikmale b'katev chayesri so peskom mikve. So that means when the yuteso, you see, if you have a mikve chofalof so mikshomim and then you dump yuteso three times away and then it runs into the mikve, so the amshochi is realized and the yuteso before the yuteso comes into the mikve. So by the time it comes in the mikveh, the shemshon was already poker. So that means that the mikveh in its entirety never has the psul of shom. You see? Or never has the psul of shom. So that's more lenient circumstance than the case where you dump biodayim yuteso into a mikveh that has chofalef so mikshomi. So then at that moment, the mikveh in its entirety becomes possible. So what case is more likely to be affected with the psul of shom? The case where, let's say, you have a mikveh of yuteso, you have a mikveh of yuteso mikshomi, then you dump four tochim away. I'm sorry, you had a mikveh of chafal of somik shami, then four tochim away from the mikveh, you dump, you test saw maim shuri, then in a few minutes, the yutes saw here to four shuri, flow into the mikveh. So by the time they flow into the mikveh, does it have the shem of shuri? No. So in other words, so in this case, this is a lenient case. In other words, because the mikveh here, on account of the amshochet that was realized, and the heretofore, you test so, mayim shuvim, so the mikveh in its entirety never had a shem shuvim. Because first it had, you chafal of shomim shom. So certainly it didn't have a psul of shomim. Then the heretofore, you test so shuvim, fell into the mikveh after amshoch. So the amshoch was mafkia the shem shom. So by the time the yoteh saw fall into the mikveh, it's not shom anymore. Because the amshoch was realized before it flowed into the mikveh. So that's a lenient case. Mashenki in the other case of Rabbi, of Shuvah Shem Shechua Kulo. So that is the second seal. In Halachas, Gak Shoyim Yod Reishe, Chof So U'Mashem Mishonim U'Milei B'Seyche V'Nosam L'Seyche Poches L'Chof Shenim Tzahak L'Posel. So here at the moment he dumps Yuteso into Chofal of Som Mishonim, so the mikveh in its entirety acquires a Shem Psu. Then he is Mamshich all the Chofmem So from this mikveh, he channels them into another mikveh. So here, if we say, Robin says, Shuma Shem Shechua Kulak Sheiro, so that means that Amshoche is effective even to be Matkia, the Chalei Shem Psul, that was Chal on the mikveh in its entirety. Mashenke, in the other case, that Rabbeinu Zevi Yaakov mentions, according to our Yosef, so there, the mikveh never acquired the Shem Psul. And the Amshoche was how before the Yutes Shuvi fell into the mikveh. So in Meile, the case that Rabbi Zevi Yaakov mentions, is a more lenient case than the case of Rabbi. So in Meile, the Gemara has the Kashe, according to Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba. So Rabbi Zevi Yaakov is the biggest maker. And Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, the big maker, is matir in what case? In the more stringent case, he's matir. I'm sorry, in the more lenient case, he's matir. In the case of mikveh sheyes be'eschim v'achasov ekshomim, mimau v'katev chayesri sol, beiskol mikveh. So the amshochim is chal before the yuteso come to the mikveh. So this is all that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says. We have no memory by Rabbi Elazar Yaakov that Amshoche is ineffective in the more stringent case. We have no such memory. And according to Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba, so the Rabbonim of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, they pass even in the lenient case. Allah has come to Chama in the stringent case, they certainly pass. So the Gemara is a kashe. Eloho, the Chose Rabbi Nomer Rabbi Yechne, Shuvah Shem Shechu Kulateko. That's the more stringent situation. So it's also Teo. Mame will Rabbonon will Rabbi Zevi Yaakov. Rabbonon certainly not. Because Rabbonon explicitly, according to Rabbi Bar Abba, passed even in the lenient situation. Allah has come with Hamo in the stringent situation. And even Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, so it's not Mistabeh, that Rabbi Zevi Yaakov would be matir even the stringent case. Because assuming, as Rav Chaya Bar Abba says, that the Rabbonon are so machmir, they passel sham shoche even in the lenient case. And Rav Zevi Yaakov is machshir in the lenient case. If Rav Zevi Yaakov would be machshir even in the stringent case, how is it that Rav Zevi Yaakov doesn't mention the stringent case, he only mentions the lenient case? So Vishlaimei, there had been no machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Zevi Yaakov. So then we can say there is no machlokes between Rablezer, between Rabbon and Rablezer and Yaakov. So in other words, Rablezer and Yaakov mentions a certain memre, but no one is chelik. So he doesn't have to mention that case, the stringent case. But assuming that Rebbe Rabbon, Achelik, and they hold that even in the lenient case, Hamshochi is possible. Hamshochi is possible. Certainly in the stringent case it's possible. Now we find in Membre by Robin that even in the stringent case Hamshochi is Kshero. So it's inconsistent with any view. Certainly inconsistent with the view of Rabbanon, and it's not mistaken that it's consistent with the view of Rabbi Zalman Yaakov. Because if Rabbi Zalman Yaakov Shita had been that it's Torah, even in the stringent case, why does he mention the lenient case? Let him mention that it's Shira even in the stringent case. So there, the fact that Rabbi Zalman Yaakov mentions a case of lenient circumstances indicates that in the case of stringent circumstances where the Shem Psul of Shov was chal on the mikvah in its entirety and Abshoche is expected to be matkia the Shem Psul that there was already chal on the mikvah in its entirety. Let him mention that. So since he doesn't mention that and he mentions lenient circumstances, so doesn't that indicate that in the case of stringent circumstances, even Rabbi Zalman Yaakov would pass. So then the member of Robin is not in accordance with any sheet of Tanoim. And that's impossible. Some in Meile, Rabbi Zalman Yaakov is not the big bakeer in Migat Amshoche. So the first question is the Mishnah says, so now in the Maskon and Gemara says, there is no Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Zalman Yaakov says a certain member, and no one is chelik. Why should we be Mechadish Machlekes when we don't see that any Tani is chelik on Rabbi Zalman Yaakov? So Rabbi Zalman Yaakov mentions a certain Aloche in a lenient case, but why? Because Amshoche is effective. Amshoche is effective. So Amshoch is effective, and Rabbi Zalman agree with Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, and Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, who is Mater Amshoche in the case of a mikveh that had chafalev saw and shomim, and then he manipulated, then he dumped four tvachim away yutes saw mayim shomim, and then it ran into it. Fell into the mikveh, so it's kosher, but, and no one is chelik on Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, on that member of Rabbi Yaakov, but Rabbi Zalman Yaakov would be matir, even in the case where he dumped the yuteso into the chofal of some ikshamim, and then he was mamshich, the memso in toto, he would also be matir. So, then you ask, if Rabbi Zalman Yaakov would also be matir in the stringent case, how is it that he mentions only a heter in the lenient case? So the answer is, if we assume that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbanon, alright, so then it would be unreasonable to assume that Rabbi Zalman Yaakov is mater in both situations, and he only mentions his din in the lenient situation. Because after all, if the Chachomim Achelik and Rabbi Zalman Yaakov even in the lenient case, so Rabbi Zalman Yaakov is mentioning a big chiddush, in other words, contrary to the view of the Rabbanon. So, and if Rabbi Zalman Yaakov is chelik and the Rabbanon even in respect to the stringent case, so we should mention it. But once we say there is no machlokes, So then, Rabbi Zalman Yaakov can mention the halacha of Amshoche in the lenient case, even though he applies the same shite in the stringent case. So that's the maskana of Yomar. In other words, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and the Rabbanon. So in Meile, the Rambam passes that Amshoche is effective in both situations, in the stringent situation, in the lenient situation, and in the stringent situation. Yes, 1 second, please, let me go over, please. I didn't finish the condition. So he said, Oh, now again. אם כן, הוא מקום הרוב אינשו ושמשכו הכל מקשרו. כלומר, מה שאומר לחופה הוא אפשר לקשור. ואיון יותר סוסוי שואבים להמשוך, שנמצאו לכולם, והכן ימשכו כולם מקום אחד, יקשרו. כמעט דולו יקרה בונון, דולו מחשב לשוב על זה המשוך הכלל, ודולו יקרה בזה ביעקב. ואם ניסה דעב למחשב בו, אם ניסה רבונון פליגרי, ואה ושעוסק בלי, כי איך הדולו אינה מדעת כאן לאחשב על הקשים שלך יותר שוב ומסך החופה הוא הקשרים, שלא יהיו לנו יעד שאירים כאשרו סוף. אבל איך השאירו השוב ומסך הקשרים, ולא ימשוך. שנמצא הקשירו מידו רבון לפס לאף שלך הקהיל, הילך על כוח החוי מדורי כמם לפולק על רבי יעקב. ואף אגב, סודן, סודן פסקון אבי מוריז, that no one is חלק על רבי יעקב. So that memory is mentioned by יוחד. So that's not presented in difficulty. ואף אגב, במשך על יחידו יקבב, יש לי כבוס. בפרק אבא מיסס, דאשת רובין אגברו, דאב אגב במילים הבלזן יעקב ממש מישור הראשים שיותר שובים לזכבה וכשירים, הוא הדין מישור הראשים יותר שובים ולא ימשוך, ורקח עם שחזקו לו, ויקרמי משך אופי שבשל איש העירו היותר שובים וימשוך אל איפס להקר, מכל מוקד כיו שאים שחקר וכשירים ופסו יחד, עוד נפטרים מיכבי ימשיך, אלא היותר שובים מובן. היו כך שני הדין מעלולו, שקולים, ונוק אתחד מנהי, ונחוש למין קתידו, משמלכים יורק עם המפוליקל ולשת ויעפינו חד ולא מחד. That's one question. In Amen, so according to the first question he has a Mishnah, according to the Maskonel of the Gemara, according to the Rambam's Pshat, there is no machlekin to Rebbeza Yaakov and Rabbonon, and Rebbeza Yaakov says a certain memory and no one is chayim. So how is it that Rebbeza Yaakov is the one who says it? There are many halachas like that, where a Tanya Yochid mentions a certain halacha, and no one is chayim. But why is it mentioned by him? Because he was the one who mentioned it, that's all. But the same halacha is, yeah, everybody agrees with that halacha. In Amen, Hoche Pekoshi, Hoche Adal Rabbon and Kligar Bezal Yaakov, Medinoki Rabbi Mishnu Yechidoi, Vi Kligar. So now listen, the second question he says, in view of the fact that the Disefte says, Rabbi Bezal Yaakov, מיקרא שיש בי 21 סון מקשומי, ממהו ביקרתי, 19 סון, הוא פסקי למקרה, והתארים שהשיב את הארץ בידם שוכר, זה זמנו של בתיספטה. So, in view of the fact that בתיספטה puts it in the mouth of רבי זה ביעקב, of a certain time, so that indicates that the רבונו of רבי זה ביעקב אחר, because in the רבונו of רבי זה ביעקב wouldn't be חלק על that deen, so then the Tisefte should not couch it in the terms of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So the Tisefte should say stop like all the other halachas mentioned Tisefte. So they are not poor, they are not attributed to a Yochid Itame. If the Chabonon are also agreeing with that thing, even if Rabbi Zabi Yaakov happened to be the one who mentioned the halacha, Why should the Tisefte put it in the mouth of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, even if he was the one who said it? If all the Chachomim agree with it, so the Tisefte should not couch it in the terms of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. The fact that the Tisefte couches it in the terms of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov Eimeir indicates that the Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is coming as a Yaakov. But now the question is, so it's evident from the Tisefte that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and the Rabbi. But the question is, what is the machlekes? Who is the maker and who is the machlekes? So it can be interpreted in two ways. It's true that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says something and Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So what does it mean? Because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is the maker and Rabbi Zabi are machmir, or it's couched in the terms of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov because while Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is machmir, so the Rabbi Zabi are made. So that we don't know. But Rav Chiya bar Abba definitely assumed that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov was the maker. Because he says, because the Lashon of the Mishnah in Amayim Shuvim Pesach Samichu V'Cheshbon had the connotation of Ikume. Only with the Cheshbon it passes. It doesn't pass it in other situations. And then Rav Chaim Rabbi says that Mishnah that is making a call to it from Rav Yaakov. So that means the Rabbanon Lachei Kamachim. So what does it mean, the Amachmir? According to Rashi, it means that the Rabbanon Amachmir, the Rabbanon Amachmir, and they passel lunch. They passel the Rabbanon. So he says as follows. Rabbanon is a Biyakim Femer. Mikveh, so Mantan Omer Rabbi Barab Omer Rabbi Yechan was a Biyakim. It now was a Biyakim Femer Mikveh Sheik Vesel Lachasom Mikshomim. Mimau Bikatev Chayas Lesol Peskin Mikveh. So what kind of a case is it? A stringent case of Rabbi Yevam Shoche or a lenient case of Rabbi Yevam Shoche? There's the lenient case of Rabbi Yevam Shoche. So that means that and according to Rav Chiya Bar Abe, so Rav Chiya Yaakov is a Meiki. And Rabbanon Adam Achmiri. So if Rav Chiya Yaakov the Meiki is moderate, in the lenient case, so the Rabbanon Adam Achmiri passes it in the lenient case. So then the question arises, Elo ho, the philosopher Rabbi Noam Rabbi Yechanan, Shuvah Shim Shechuvah Kuvah Teiro, that represents the stringent case. What does it mean? If a mikveh had chofar u'psor, then a person don't yuteso mayim shuvim, and then he was mamshich all the mimsor in toto to another mikveh. So that's the stringent case. So Robin is machshir even that. Now according to Rav Chiya Bar Abe, that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is the maker, so the Rabbanon are the machmiri. So that means the Rabbanon passel even in the lenient case. Allah has come with Hamo in the stringent case. So Robin's memory doesn't accord with either Rav Elazar ben Yaakov or the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Elo Marav Pope, with the Cheshbon Kelim. So that means that the Mishneh doesn't discuss Sham Shoche. The Mishneh discusses another thing. From how many kelim should be passed? So the Mishnah says only from 3 kelim it passes, but from 4 kelim it doesn't pass. But Amshoche he doesn't discuss. So the Mele, in regard to Amshoche too, there is a machleke between Rabbi Zabin Yaakov and the Rabbanon, but Rabbi Zabin Yaakov is the Machmir, and he only, according to Maskona Vilmore, Rabbi Zabin Yaakov is the Machmir, and Rabbi Zabin Yaakov the Machmir is only Matir Amshoche in the lenient situation. But in Shechua Kulo, in the stringent situation, Rabbi Zabin Yaakov passes. Mashiach and the Rabbanon, they are machshir, even in the stringent situation. So it's Yochel, the Rabbim, Aloch, and Kerabim, and the Rabbim passes like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zabin Yaakov. This is the second question. Now let's see the second question. In Amalach, the question. How far by the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, we do not keep going to Mishnah, the Chidori. We can come with Mount Talibah, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, Mashma de Rabbanon de Pnila Rabbi Yaakov, de Chumna Pnila. Uxil Kusach Pnila, Vim Kili Hopin, de Moi Kimam, de Moi Kheb Rabbi Yaakov, de Alkoch Mishor Rabbi Yaakov, de Bishir, Ali de Shurim, de Sikha Chafal de Kshirim, de Dera Chamshoche, de Moi Bishirim Oye Nisam, Shalom Ki Dera Chamshoche, She Kvar Nipsalu, de Shub Meitoyu Be Mamshoche, Hilka Alkoch Achmena de Rabbanon de Pnila Rabbi Yaakov, Nikuna Pnila, וישור אפילו בשיר על ידי שוב אם דומי המשוכת אבל כשנפסו לכולו כי משכו גם למשיכו לוחשו מאחד מיקר וביר במשוכת ופייסק רבינו כי רבונו מרבי מינו וגם רבין אומר רבי יחד עושה כאן בסייה ופיך הכוס הפכים על ידי חדים שלך על ידי שוב אם בקושר וכול העולם מכשר בו והכי כוסר שהפעילים על ידי שוב אם לא ימשוכת שנפסה הכי ולכות אביים שלך כי הוכשר כי רבונו לפי אבד מיקוב וכי רבין וזה מרבין Anyway, according to both the Shinas of the Kesel Mishnah, so the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, but according to the first version of the Kesel Mishnah, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and Rabbanon, so he could pass differently. And according to the second version in the Kesel Mishnah, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and Rabbanon in the stringent situation. What does the stringent situation represent? The stringent situation is reference to the case where the Shem Shol was chal and the mikveh is entirely. And then for Amshoche, the psul of Shoh will be spoken. There's a stringent situation. The Rivian situation has reference to the case where for Amshoche is Matkiya the Shem Shoh, that of the from the Yutes saw that originally was Shoh, Mimele by the time it falls into the mikveh, it's not Shoh anymore. That's the Rivian situation. So according to the first portion of the Kesef Mishneh, so there is no machlokin between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov discusses the lenient situation, but he's machshia Rabbi Avraham Shoche in the stringent situation as well. Because there is no machlokes, and naturally paskins like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, which is a libli kuralme, and according to the second motion, there is a machlokes between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbanon. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is only machshia in the lenient situation, where through Avraham Shoche, the Shem Shoh is poka from the Uteso, and the Shem Shoh is never hal on the mikveh is entirety. But in the case where the Shem Shoh was already hal on the mikveh is entirety, so then Amshoche is not capable of being Mashiach, the Shem Shoh that was hal on the mikveh is entirety. That's Rabbi Yaakov, the Machmir. And then the Rabbanon Amikon, he say not only is Amshoche capable of being Matkia, the Shem Shoh that was hal on the Yutes saw Shumim before it went from the mikveh, but the Rabbanon of Rabbanon Yaakov say that it's even capable of being Matkia, the Shem Shoh that was hal on the mikveh in its entirety, and the Rabbanon Paschos, like the Rabbanon, the Mikilim, because Yochid the Rabbanon Alachikam. Yes, what is it?
Isn't there an intrinsic kula in the situation on the Gag, since the waters are misariv before they enter the mikveh? Over here on the ground, the hamshek only occurs on the 19th saw. And in each case, you have both kafsa geshamim in the mikveh.
One second. You see that the Rambam has three tziyurim. The Rambam has three tziyurim. One tziyurim in Amochechez is the case where there is a mikveh. Where there is a mikveh. And that's the real situation, the real case. A mikveh that had chofar of some mikshavim. And then he manipulated that Yutes saw Shuvim should fall in Vuam Shoch. In other words, by the time it falls into the mikveh, so it's the show was already popped. That's the first case. Then the second tzion, our Chachez, where you had the Gag, שהוא יוברי שיחוב סור משהו מלשומי ומילוי בקסייפי ונוס על מסייכי פוחס מחוב שנמצא חקר פוסט ופוסח הציניה ונמשכו חקר עם הוקמחו הרי זה מקווה קושה שהשובים שנמשכו כולו קשיהו הוי ובוי שומרים לקושה that and then in הלוחיות he mentions another tzio, which is very similar to the second tzio Alochachez, but obviously it's a different case, because if it had been mamish the same case, why should we waste time and words and write a different tzio when it's the same tzio? So it is obvious that the tzio in Alochayud is different than the second tzio in Alochachez. Now what's the tzio in Alochayud? מיישומים ומיישובים שויים מסרבים בחוצר ונמשוכים וילדים ויהיו קושה בחוצר אוי שמסרבים על מריס המערו וילדים למורו עם רבנה קושה קושה ועם רבנה פוסל פוסל מחצה למחצה פוסל So inside בזמן שמסרבים עד שלא יגיע למקווה ונמשוכים ילדים So In other words, so this is another tzio. In other words, Halochayut has an element of kulei. Why? Because the Halochayut is expressive of the Halocha mentioned in our Mishneh. And the Rash says that according to our Mishneh, Hamshoche, our Mishneh is chelik al Rav Lezer Yaakov, and the Braise in Tmure. And because according to our Mishneh, so when is when is Hamshocha effective? Only when it's Nisarim, when the Mayim Shuvim, that were Nimshach, are Nisarim with the Mikshomim, and before the Kabbalah. So that's an element of Kumen. There is a special lenient circumstance. A special lenient circumstance. So also the Rash says that according to the Tana of the Mishneh, according to the Tana of the Mishneh, so Hamshocha is effective only in this case where there was a Nibuf, where there was a Nibuf Chal on the Mayim before they even entered the Mishneh. Masha'im came. In the case of Chavuza Yaakov, according to the Tanya of our Mishnah, Hamshocha wouldn't be effective. Why not? Because in the case of the Tanya of the case of Chavuza Yaakov, so over there the Shemsul was already chal, and the Shemsul was already chal on the Mikvah's entirety. Let's say the second seal. Let's say the second seal in Aruch HaChes. God show you the way she hopes so, who mashal make shame, who mile big safe, we know some we say he pochas me hot, she needs a hacker post. So this God, he was also home for a teacher. In other words, what could be table on the God? In other words, the God wasn't so flat that you couldn't be table. So in other words, Tfile could be realized on the God. But he couldn't make it feel like the God because it was shown. It was shown. Masha'im came in the case of Halacha Yud, which is the case of the Mishneh. In the case of the Mishneh, so.